It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Rolf and Jeff from Glenwood Kiwanis Club are here today. Time to talk about, I can't believe it's time, but it is, to talk about the 65th annual Kiwanis Club Pancake Breakfast in downtown Glenwood this Saturday morning. Where is 2019 gone? Of course, I guess the first 5 months of the year was still winter.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that kind of takes some of that time away. This Saturday, 7 to 11 at 9th and Grand. Right next to Centennial Park. That whole street will be blocked off between Grand and Cooper. So everybody come on out and have a great breakfast and support a great local nonprofit. I know every year I ask you about the history of this, and you guys kind of came in, in the last 10, 15 years or so?
That's been 20 years for me.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
Wow. So 20 years ago to today, is it pretty much the same pancake breakfast?
No. I mean, the same good pancakes, good camaraderie in the morning. But, you know, we've added table sponsorships along the way. But it hasn't changed that much. You know, we've just modernized a little bit, got a big grill to help with our old World War II grills, vintage grills that we use for flipping the pancakes. But no, just a little tweaking here and there. You don't want to change a good thing too much. Right. And we've added some entertainment along the way, that's kind of been a good change.
That's right. Speaking of which, face painting with Noemi again.
Yeah,
she's always a hit. She's so funny.
Oh yeah,
and so great with kids, and just so animated. I guess like most artistic people are. Now, remind me, both of you passed, what do you call the leader in the Kiwanis Club? Are you the president of the club?
It was, president is the leader of the group.
Okay. Both of you passed presidents, if I
Correct.
Remember right?
Yes.
Yeah. So which is better, being a prospective president or being a past president?
Definitely a past president.
But being a prospective is really good. The anticipation of being a leader of a great club is awesome. So.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? I think in my own business, probably the best year I had in my business was when I was president of Kiwanis. And so I was juggling a lot more, but I just did it.
It's so interesting. The thought for the day today is from Lucille Ball, who today was her birthday. She was born in 1911.
No kidding.
I'm not going to do it justice. Something along the lines of, if you want something to get done, ask a busy person, because the more you do, the more you do.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what you're talking about.
Exactly.
There.
I believe that. Yep.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? So speaking of those table sponsors, do you still have room for more table sponsors? Are you sold out again this year?
You know, we really don't. we've got a couple that we're still working on, but we've got 37 table sponsors right now.
Which, as I recall, is more tables than you usually have, right?
And some are half table sponsorships, so we have, you know, we'll have multiple on some tables. But no, this is our number two fundraiser for the Kiwanis Club, and it's a community breakfast where the local businesses that we've got major sponsors that provide, that we'll talk about a little later, that have been with us the whole time I've been doing it and longer than that, and all the business table sponsorships. We just have a lot of business support that makes this possible to be such a successful fundraiser for us.
It's kind of, being a table sponsor is kind of, once you're in, you want to keep it up, because you may not have an opportunity the next year.
We have repeat supporters that have just been wonderful. We're so lucky.
And you are busy all 4 hours.
Yeah.
It is all, it may come and go in waves a little bit, but you're pretty much continuously busy flipping the pancakes and all of that.
And rolling the sausage, yep. Yeah.
So who does which job? I know I ask this every year. I don't remember.
You know, in the past, I've always been a sausage guy. It used to be like the intro, first time Kiwanian gets thrown the sausage.
It's nasty.
Because it's greasy and things like that. But you know what? Everyone loves you, because everyone loves to come to the sausage table and do that.
Yeah, you see everybody.
So I've kind of passed that on. Clayton Collier really likes doing that too. And so I kind of help out with that, but I like to float around because I'm a social guy. I like to go see people and talk to people, make sure everything's good to go. And then Jeff is just the guy, hey, Jeff, you know, any question we need, he's the go-to guy.
You're the floater, well, you might say. You move around and work where you're needed.
Dan Like and I are co-chairpersons for this and have, when Coy Bretthorst took us to lunch 20 years ago to just show us, see if we wanted to be involved, and it's been in our lap ever since, but no regrets. It's been fun.
And they both do a great job.
By the way, again, this Saturday morning, 7 to 11, 9th and Grand in downtown Glenwood. They'll have the barricades out, the street blocked off, and a bunch of tables out there for folks to sit down and eat. It is called the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, but, of course, in addition to pancakes, like Rolf said, sausage, eggs, and you'll also have coffee and juice out there as well. Can't have breakfast without coffee.
No.
It's kind of like dessert.
Yeah,
all the Aquanians that I'm can't set in my ways or OCD or anything like that.
All the Aquanians can't wait till the coffee guy comes because we're there earlier in the morning setting up.
Are you
up,
the first in line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to test it out, you know.
So you guys take that ever so important first cup.
Oh, yeah.
The first cup is always the best.
Yep.
I don't care. Ron and I used to arm wrestle over who was going to get the first cup of
is
coffee.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And then he would beat me, and then I would say, I'm the boss.
Chances.
I'm taking the first cup anyway.
You mentioned some of the things that we've got there, the pancakes, eggs, sausage, coffee, juice, milk. We also, Sweet Colorado donates a bunch of donuts. Now, those go fast, and we'll be picking those
about
up.
About how long do those last?
If we can keep the Kiwanians out of them, they'll last a couple hours, but that's a stretch. But it's just a nice little touch to just satisfy a sweet tooth along with the breakfast. So.
And milk as well.
Yeah.
So if, you know, you want to...
It's meant for the kids, but...
Right. Sure. I was just thinking of the old cereal commercials when we were kids. They would always say all part of this balanced breakfast.
Yeah.
And they'd have the bowl of their sugary cereal, right? Then they'd have a couple pieces of whole wheat toast, a glass of orange juice, a glass of milk... a multivitamin.
Yeah.
You know. But it's balanced when you add all that other stuff.
Exactly.
It just takes all that other stuff to balance it out.
Yeah.
Of course, what you're serving, of course, is much more legitimately balanced without having to take the multivitamin.
Right.
Exactly. How many members of Kiwanis show up to this every year? Is it an all hands on deck kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it is. You know, in the summer, people are on vacation, but we'll have 30 volunteers
and it probably,
between shifts.
It probably takes that many to
pull it off. It does. We're not getting any younger, some of us, so we move a little slower. Thankfully, we do have a good injection of youth that's helping us.
So speaking of which, if anybody is interested in joining Kiwanis, would the pancake breakfast be a good time to have that conversation?
Sure. Anytime. If not, they can come to Veltz's Park during the summer months join our meeting at 6:30 in the evenings on Tuesday nights.
I want to say, do you have steak every week?
We do.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah, there's a couple times we have like a family night, maybe with burgers or we do a pork chop or something like that. But majority of the time it's these two-inch and a half steaks that they cut up usually serve nice, big, huge tossed salad, baked potatoes, ice cream with toppings for dessert, and a lot of good fellowship.
Absolutely.
And a cooler with water and maybe beer.
Again, that's Tuesday nights in Veltz's Park if you want to check it out. Otherwise, just stop by the 9th Street in downtown Glenwood between Cooper and Grand this Saturday morning from 7 to 11. By the way, members of Kiwanis are selling advance tickets. It's a $1 difference if you buy those tickets in advance, $5 for adults, $3 for kids, or Saturday you'll pay $6 and $4. So really not much of a difference, but a little incentive for folks to buy those in advance.
Exactly. And Jeff and I were talking on the way here this morning. We're trying to figure out when was the last time we raised prices. And you probably know more than we because you've done doing
well,
this
I'm
for
sure
years.
I'm not sure I would go that far.
But we couldn't remember. At least 5, if not 10 years, we haven't raised prices. So we're still at the, you know, possibly close to the 2000 mark that we haven't raised prices.
Or 90s prices, you might say, because that's still, you know, $3 and $5. So if you've got a family of four, two adults and two kids, $26 in advance or $30 at the thing,
it's a bargain.
Pretty amazing. And yeah, it is all you can, so you can go back if you want to.
Yes.
Second, thirds, fourths, whatever you want.
Again, if you would like to talk about becoming a member of Kiwanis, just show up this Saturday morning, and maybe they'll even put you to work.
We
sure,
can
you can always use more hands, right?
Yes, we'd love it, but we love to serve, too.
Yeah,
you bet.
It's
we'll
fun.
Talk about that as well when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the 65th annual Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, downtown Glenwood, this Saturday from 7 to 11. Again, you can buy tickets in advance if you know a Kiwanian. And it's just a dollar more, though, if you show up Saturday morning for breakfast, including, well, as long as they last, the Colorado donuts, pancakes, eggs, sausage, coffee, juice, milk. It reminds me of the old school lunch menus. Remember, they'd always say, your choice of juice or milk.
There you go.
Chocolate milk, too.
we had chocolate milk when I was in. I'm trying to remember on the cartons, they used to have the one-eyed purple people eater on the back of the milk cartons. Do you guys remember
that?
I don't remember that.
I swear it was a metal gold thing.
Oh, okay.
That has nothing to do with the conversation today. So, Kiwanis, again, this is your second biggest fundraiser of the year. The ball race during Strawberry Days, of course, being the first. The pancake breakfast being the second. Again, that's why you have so many members of Kiwanis out there that are helping serve and everything else on 9th Street between Grand and Cooper. And what will this money that you make this Saturday, what will that be used for?
Our motto for Kiwanis is serving children of the world. So majority of what we do is does things for children or for youth. Some of the things we do is we have scholarships to graduating high school students. We do bicycle helmets for some area bike rodeos in Newcastle and Silt. We do a terrific kids program at a lot of the elementary schools in the Valley. What that does is Terrific Kids honors every student, every elementary school student throughout the year for things that's not scholastic. So being nicer, being more friendly, helpful, things like that.
Catch them doing something positive.
Second grade.
Yeah. Woo!
Uh-huh. It wasn't called that then. It was the student of the month. But, yes, I was one of those.
You remember that. That's amazing.
I do remember
that. Bumper sticker on your parents' cars?
No, they didn't give bumper stickers back then. That was later. But I do have the newspaper article.
Oh, wow.
I want to say, did it have my picture? I think it did.
Yeah. Nice. Glenwood Springs and Basalt have Key Clubs, which is a program for the middle school students. Oh, no, high school students.
Yeah.
And then we also have a Kiwanis Scholarship Foundation that money goes into. AL Awards that recognizes scholastic achievement in high schools. We also help with Special Olympics up at Sunlight Mountain. That's used to be every year. They do it every other year now for cross country and downhill. And then we have a Key Leader program that took a break for a while, but it's going to be reviving soon. What that does is helps high school students with leadership roles and helps them grow in a leadership capacity.
Is that in conjunction with the Key Club, or is it separate?
It's separate, yeah. And it's a statewide program where they move it from one location to the other, Kiwanis, and they invite people from – we had people from Wyoming and all over Colorado coming the last time we had it here in the –
a three-day program. So the kids learn a lot. They get a lot of friendships, and they become, of course, internet, Facebook friends and stuff. So they follow along with each other, and they learn a lot. They come meet with us at Kiwanis, our meeting, and tell us what they've learned, and it's amazing what they come up with and how they've bettered themselves.
And there is a Kiwanis at the college level as well, isn't there?
Circle K.
Okay. And is that active at Colorado Mountain College? We don't have that.
It's a good idea, though.
There you go. There's a new project for you guys to work on.
We've got some CMC students that'll be volunteering, helping. It may be the beginning of something at the Pancake Breakfast.
There you go.
Excited about that.
We mentioned in the first segment you're always looking for new members of Kiwanis, just like any other. Be it a service club or any other organization, you're always looking for additional members because, you know, there are always going to be changes, be it from people moving or just moving physically or moving on to other things, mm-hmm. right? And so Are there requirements for being a member of Kiwanis? Do you have to learn the secret handshake and be voted in by the membership, or how does that work?
We can't tell you. No. No.
You have to have a 0.0 average in college.
Look at us. We got in. That says it all. No, it's, we just, people that are interested in Kiwanis usually are doing it for the right reasons. It is so rewarding to do things in your community, and I'm proud to be a Kiwanian. When you're out doing fundraiser activities, to have people walk up to you and say, you guys are awesome. You do so much. Really appreciate it. You get rewarded so much for being involved with this club, and we have a lot of camaraderie. We love and hate each other. No, we just are really fortunate. It's part of my family.
When I joined years ago, I kind of joined. A member asked me to come visit, and I did. And I joined because at the time I was doing insurance investments. I thought it'd be a great business building, get some people, meet some people, get some business. But I stay with Kiwanis because of the fellowship and the friends I met and the things that Kiwanis does, because it was so rewarding to do that.
If I asked you to describe the stereotypical Kiwanis Club member, could you do that? Are we talking about leaders in, like Rolf, you're talking about like business leaders, business owners?
We have all types. I think it's our mixture that makes it good. I mean, we all care about our community. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I was going to say one word is caring.
And we're not afraid to work. We get our hands, a lot of us get our hands dirty and not afraid to sweat, put a little sweat equity into a lot of the projects we're involved in. And that's rewarding and fun.
And do you, is everybody required to participate in a certain number of projects every year?
No, we've had actually some members that would maybe come during the winter months and not the summer months because they travel. Sometimes someone just be summer months. They'd be too busy during the winter months to come to meetings. There's no requirement. The only thing is we do have dues, and pretty much the dues is about the cost of what you'd go out to eat at a restaurant for a meal during that week. So the dues aren't that expensive. A lot of times, majority of time, businesses will pay for the person's dues. If they work for XYZ company, that company says, hey, yeah, we'll pay your dues, no problem. So a lot of times that's not an issue because the business will take care of that. There's times that, when I left one company and was on my own, I kept paying them myself because I loved it so much.
What about fundraising? Obviously, the pancake breakfast this Saturday is one big group fundraiser, and then the ball race in June is a big fundraiser. And of course, I've mentioned a few times, you can always buy tickets to Saturday's pancake breakfast from a Kiwanis Club member. As members, are you required to go out and, solicit family and friends and business associates for donations and to buy tickets?
We're not required, but we encourage.
You enjoy it.
We encourage our members to do it. And some people, it's just not something they want to do, and others are good at it, and it's easy.
Right.
But no, you can be as involved or uninvolved as you want. But there's a lot of leading by example, and I can tell you what, when it comes to the pancake breakfast, when you see 30 people out there like a well-oiled machine, you don't even have to tell people what to do. They just know, and they get it done.
It sounds like the members of Kiwanis that show up to this every year really enjoy being there, and they just enjoy the whole experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Will John be out there again this year, flipping
cakes?
Yeah,
he'll surprise us. We'll see what he's got going on.
He's only a couple blocks away, so it's a short walk for him to go down there.
We expect him early.
It's nice to see him every year.
I imagine so. A one of those pleasant surprises that you occasionally get to see.
Right, and one thing
again, he'll be on the griddle. He won't be near the sausage station.
No,
that's right.
No, he stays in his spot, and we go over there and grab some eggs from him occasionally, and
he'll bring a surprise or two, I'm sure.
And with regards to the tickets too, we can get them. You can get them from any Kiwanian, but also you can get them at Jeff Lunder State Farm Office or A&B Bank in Glenwood with Dina, my wife.
If you want to save a buck in advance, you can sprint out and do that, or just wait and come on in and pay a dollar more.
There you
and
go.
Support a great cause.
I was going to say, and actually, that's an extra dollar toward a great local nonprofit, great local service club. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just $5 in advance for adults, $3 for kids, and then if you show up this Saturday and you want to buy breakfast, then $6 for adults, $4 for kids. Again, not a bad deal. Mm-hmm. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Rolf Hermanson and Jeff Leonard from Glenwood Springs Kiwanis Club, both past presidents of the club, still very active, I would say. By the way, there are a number of organizations that sponsor this event every year that help make it happen. We'll talk about them a little bit later on. Again, if you want to get tickets to Saturday's Pancake Breakfast, save $1 per person, $5 for adults, $3 for kids if you buy them from a Kiwanian, or if you want to just show up Saturday morning, it's $6 for adults, $4 for kids. Again, there is some entertainment for the last several years as well. I mentioned Noemi Kosmovsky, who, of course, will be painting faces and that kind of thing starting around 9:15 Saturday. But you've got musical entertainment as well.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We've got a good venue again this year. We've got it beginning at 7:45. We've got Kyle Jones, and he's been in the Valley for 6 years. I think a lot of people know him in teaching roles, and he is currently the house pianist at the Riviera, and he's soon going to be the musical coordinator at the Riviera. Jonathan Gorst is off to a new venture, but they've worked together for a long time, and Kyle Jones is filling in for Jonathan because he had to make a change mid-year, but we're excited for Kyle Jones to be on the piano first thing in the morning, a nice start to the day.
I was going
to
say, I've heard Jonathan play piano, so if he gives his seal of approval,
yes.
I think that should be good enough.
Yeah,
exactly.
We feel safe.
Yeah, I think you're...
And then at 9:15 or so, we're gonna kind of bring back some old... It's called a group called Tall Cotton, a duo, guitar-banjo duo, Larry Raymond and John Bone. John Bone is... played in a little band going way back. He's a longtime Kiwanian, and they're gonna show us their talents.
I want to say he was an original member of the Defiance string band.
You know, he might have been. I don't know the name of the group, but they going way back.
Way back, yeah. Like back to the early 80s.
Yeah.
Actually, around the time that I was the student of the month, I believe that they were starting way back then. He was my dentist up until about 10 years ago when he retired.
Right?
Yeah. Very, very talented.
Yes.
That's a treat.
Yeah.
That's a treat for sure.
We're excited.
I want to say Dixieland kind of style.
Yeah.
Well, you probably know Tall Cotton comes from some lyric, which...
Alabama is it's the title of an Alabama song.
Okay.
Which is a more mainstream country kind of thing. Great song, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if I remember right, 30 years old this year.
Wow.
When we were playing that song for the first time. And look at that. You got me off track. That was very good, Rolf. back to task. 65th annual Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast this Saturday. Pancakes, maybe even flipped by John Martin, because he always stops by every year, and he usually brings some fresh stuff from the garden as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Obviously limited supply there, but while it lasts, it's pretty tasty. Egg, sausage, coffee, juice, or milk, and you can go back. If you're not full the first time, go back and get some more. Show me some other place where you can get breakfast and have that deal. Except maybe in Las Vegas, I guess, for the, you know.
I think they changed that, actually.
The buffet. Yeah, I know. Last time I had the buffet in Las Vegas, it wasn't that cheap. I'll tell you that much.
No. Yep.
And that was before I walked past the slot machine.
Yeah.
By the way, if you do want to buy tickets in advance and it's not convenient for you to stop by Jeff Leonard State Farm or A&B Bank and talk to Dina, you can give this phone number a call. This is Jeff's number, 945-2345. And Jeff, you
we'll
can figure it out or find a member of Kiwanis that's close and figure it out. Anyway, you're happy to sell those tickets, right?
Yes, yes.
And, of course, again, it's only a dollar more if you want to buy them Saturday morning. Again, a number of local vendors, local businesses have donated supplies to this event every single year. And so it's always want to recognize those folks.
No, I want to do that. And before I forget, my president of Kiwanis would kill me if I didn't say this. This is the 75th anniversary of the Glenwood Springs Kiwanis Club this year. So not only is this a big milestone, 65th annual pancake breakfast, but 75 years this year for our club.
That would be the platinum anniversary.
It's a lot. Ooh. That's awesome. That's as old as Mick Jagger. So, anyway, we've got five major sponsors that have been with us the way beyond the 20 years that I've been doing it. Village Inn, they're a longtime partner. They provide the pancake batter, and they're just delicious pancakes. That's the highlight of our breakfast.
And the fresh-made batter, not that mixed stuff.
That's right. And then we've got Mountain Town Coffee, also known as True Brew Coffee. They've been providing coffee, and it's one of the best cups of coffee you'll have in the Valley, and they're a great partner as well. And then we've got McDonald's that has been a huge supporter of us with orange juice cups, large water coolers. They're always there for us every year. And then Conoco is another major sponsor that we get year-round storage for all our supplies and equipment. Grotta from Conoco, and so support them. They're a wonderful local business.
And forgive my ignorance, 75th is the diamond anniversary.
There you go.
I should have known that. Yeah. I feel really, really silly on that one. So the diamond anniversary of Kiwanis Club in Glenwood, and then the 65th anniversary of the pancake breakfast.
Yeah. So it took 10 years to plan this thing, so you know it's got to be good.
Right. Well, the first one is always the most difficult.
Oh, of course.
Well, that's the first one is is behind you.
Yep.
Then everyone after that becomes a little bit easier.
Yep.
It only takes 11 months after that point. Again, if you'd like to become a member of Kiwanis, you want to find out more what the club is all about and what the other members of the club do, what they're like, just show up Saturday morning. You might even be put to work. You never know. Otherwise, stop by Veltas Park some Tuesday night, at least during the summer, and you can attend a meeting and visit a little bit. Find out if Kiwanis Club is right for you.
In addition to what the money goes towards for youth programs, kind of if you want to know more about what Kiwanis does locally, we help out with the Windwalker program, which is a local equine program that helps handicapped youth and adults. We also do highway cleanup, which is over there by the mall, which is a pretty filthy area, but we take the time to clean that up.
Everybody thinks their stretch of road is the filthiest.
Yeah. Valley View Hospital Safety Fair. It's in September. We do a bike rodeo with them. And Salvation Army bell ringing. We do sign-ups for that to help ring the bell for Salvation Army. We've done some volunteer work with Habitat for Humanity, helping build the houses. And then we also help maintain the Veltas Park. We actually added a structure to the, I guess you call it, the main little pavilion there. We put a cover over where the grill's at, so you can actually do events there when it's raining and still grill and not get your food all wet and your charcoal all wet. So we do some cleanup efforts there as well.
We kind of like to run through because we really want to encourage, let people know who supports us so they can support them when given the opportunity. So Rolf, you want me to? I'm going to run through them real quick here. Alpine Bank, Ace Roofing, Valley View Hospital, Berthod Motors, Climate Control, Downtown Drug, Flooring America of Glenwood Springs, HP Kumar, Glenwood Springs Ford Subaru, Roaring Fork Rentals, MPA Consulting Engineers, Patillo Associate Engineers, Coe's Accounting and Tax, Jim Sederberg Dennis, Mountain Chevrolets, Sweet Colorado, Stiefel, Glenwood Adventure Company.
And we also have A&B Bank, Auto Glass Specialist, Inc., Bank of Colorado, DM Newman Construction Company, Gerber Collision and Glass, High Country Engineering, Bighorn Toyota, Hot Springs Lodge and Pool, Jeff Leonard State Farm Insurance, I don't know who they are, Modern Kitchen Center, Mountain West Neil Garrett Insurance, Nelson's Auto Body, Roaring Fork Furniture, Glenwood Insurance Agency, Pinestone Company, Gerber Collision and Glass, and then Summit Canyon Mountaineering.
Again, just show up this Saturday morning anytime between 7 and 11 if you want breakfast. It's just $6 for adults, $4 for kids. That's Saturday morning. If you want to buy tickets in advance, you'll save $1. And if you want more information on where you might be able to get tickets, you just give Jeff Leonard a call, 945-2345. Or stop by Jeff Leonard State Farm or talk to Dina at A&B Bank. Jeff?
Yep. Just a couple quick things I want to leave you with here. I want to acknowledge the passing of one of our longest tenured Kiwanians this past year, Lyle Beatty, was, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't know how many years, but a lot of years. I mean, he was such a tremendous leader in the community and often volunteered for Kiwanis programs, and we miss him. We lost him this year. And on a more positive note, I do want to recognize one of our longtime Kiwanians, Bill Livingston, recently moved to Arizona, and Bill led by example, tremendous Kiwanian. We miss him. I just wanted to go on
record. If you've eaten the past pancake breakfast, you probably had a pancake cooked by Bill.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our major sponsor again, because they're the ones that really make this happen.
Sure, go ahead.
Village Inn provides the pancake batter. ConocoGlomley Car Wash, they do our storage. We store stuff year-round with them. The great car wash, the facility there in gas and propane. McDonald's does the juice and coolers for us. Mountain Town Coffee does our coffee, delicious coffee, gets you going in the morning. And Gabe, we want to thank you and KMTS again.
You guys are awesome.
The support you give us and the advertising we're helping us out.
It's our pleasure. Call me next year for a table sponsorship.
Okay.
Like early.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
All right.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.